Good morning. Today is Monday, 26th of October. Joining us this morning is Rob Arkley. Good morning, sir.
Hello. How are you, Brian?
Oh, it's just been quite the interesting last couple of weeks, hasn't it? Across the board in many, many applications.
Well, I have to tell you, the world is a sadder place without your father. I mean, your father, you're the mover of mountains. He basically placed Earth.
Right.
And I'm sorry for you and your entire family.
Fair enough. Well, to me, the one thing that was a little, was not being able to have a funeral or a mass for him, because of the gathering stuff. Because I remember how concerned he was that he nailed his presentation at your dad's.
Yep.
And it was like, okay, this is going to be payback time. This will give you a chance to even that score with dad, and then it didn't happen.
No, so. And it doesn't allow for total closure, but it just...
No.
It was awful, and so...
Yeah. What do they say? There was a great line that a buddy of mine, his mom died a couple years ago, and Linda had said, "Life is for the living." That kind of sums it up pretty succinctly. A little Midwestern proverb.
But I will tell you this: your father, as close as anything, died of a broken heart because he was so bound to your mother, and
they were a unit.
They were a package deal, and he missed her.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hopefully that's how everybody is, right?
Yeah. Well, I wish that for everybody.
There you go. Hey, we got a bunch of other things though to kick around after we find out why we say something.
Let Rob choose. We've got etiquette or faction.
Let's try faction, given election season.
Not much of a choice.
All right, Merritt, remember, your word tomorrow is etiquette. Where did we get the word faction?
Must be from fraction. Fraction is a division part, and so faction seems like it would be derived from that.
It's got nothing to do with math.
I'm going to say that it is a Latin derivative.
You're close. It's from the Romans. The chariot.
Well, they spoke Latin.
Yeah, there you bet.
Yeah,
that was
all right.
Okay.
What it meant?
Full cred.
Yeah. The charioteers who performed in the Circus Maximus were divided into four different parties, and the Latin word was factio. Each faction wore a different color and originally represented a different season of the year. Civil war between the blue faction and the green faction in 532 AD led to the current meaning of opposing political groups.
That's completely wonderful. No, I really love that. I'm probably going to...
Remember that one, possibly?
Well, Sherry makes Thanksgiving quizzes. Last night we got a quiz actually from the New York Times, and Christmas quizzes. And so that is a quiz-worthy question. Probably won't be able to use it because our daughter is listening probably today, and we can't give her a heads up.
Well, then it would become a retention issue.
she has an elephant-like memory.
Oh, well.
It's frightening.
Never mind then. Oh, boy. Well, I guess we're going to have a new Supreme Court justice sometime in the business day, huh?
Probably not in the business day.
He's going to post?
8:30.
Didn't realize that they were in session that late.
They will be
today. A week before the election.
They are, and they will be. And what this does is effectively eliminates the power of Roberts, who's just been playing like he is the great politician from the left and right, trying to protect the institution of the Supreme Court.
Well, it's interesting because going in, that isn't how he was thought of.
No, but he's always.
But he certainly evolved into that pretty quickly, or shared that perspective pretty quickly.
Well, he's always been a squish. We knew that going in. He was not ideal. He's about as. Alito, you know, wasn't the first choice for W. It was Harriet Meyer.
Right.
Roberts was always going to be the CJ because it was clear Rehnquist was dying, but he got nominated for the space that Alito ultimately got. And then when Rehnquist died during the process, that's when he was elevated to be CJ.
So how do you become the Chief Justice? Is that a vote of the other Supremes, or is that a specific kind of like a mayor in a mayoral city council?
Well, when there's a vacancy at the CJ position, the president chooses who to make the leader, and then the consent comes from the Senate.
So there won't be a new Chief Justice until Roberts retires or is carried out, and then whoever's president then
Correct.
Will select that.
And he likes his position a lot. And so,
I would suspect.
Yeah,
you know, that anybody probably would.
No, I don't think.
You don't think it's it.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know about what everyone else said, but Amy Barrett, she almost came across as angelic.
Totally out of the typical mold.
Brilliant,
which
humble.
Is really interesting. I thought it was. For me, the intrigue was the playoff for Catholicism.
Being a little
sensitive towards that, but then those that were talking about it.
Well, Feinstein swung and missed on that.
Yeah.
And she was not the right person to say that question, to make that comment. The dogma, you know,
Right.
Don't do that.
Right.
And so she was the wrong person to bring it up. But Trump had her selected for Ginsburg's space even before Kavanaugh.
Oh, okay. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, with a lot of the dust in the air, we've got a number of things going
on.
So
you're commenting on my allergies.
Obviously. Yeah. Well, you're home, babe. what do you hear about the virus? I mean, is what Newsom made the declaration of for gatherings in California over the holidays. I mean, that just seems asinine, but he said it. Okay. We hear that there's a couple of three or four different manufacturers that are really, really, really legitimately close. Okay. My concern, and I've not heard rumblings, my concern is that there's an opportunity here for those who are bent in that direction not necessarily to roll everything back and to keep certain mandates, requirements, governmental edicts in play even after this is done.
I think you're spot on, and they're showing it. It's quite contagious, that's proved. It's not deadly under any reasonable measure, but it is really contagious. And I think people should be genuinely concerned about the mandates coming out of the government, and they're doing it under the auspices of we're looking out for you. No, you're looking out for you, and it is frightening what you're trying to do to us in this gathering thing. why we're doing this to the restaurants, I don't quite get. I mean, I hurt for the restaurants. I'm tipping the waiters and waitresses five times what I historically have because they're being penalized. The food chain of who's being penalized is broad and wide.
Well, it's curious to me how you can fly and touch shoulders, but you can't eat with 6 feet. It's, huh? I mean, the lack of consistency, I suppose, is what is the core for me.
Well, it is federalism, so we've got to make sure every state can do what they want. But what no one's talking about is, look how well the economy's doing, even
in spite of, yeah.
Despite all the efforts to keep it quiet or keep it, you know.
Well, quiet is probably legit, and okay. Also to tamper it down.
Appreciate the bailout.
Yeah, okay. There's a reason why I have a bucket at my end of the boat. I don't always throw it on you to wake you up.
yeah, you did not throw cement on me. I appreciate it. But I really don't think it's – I mean, the masks, I was finally explained why the masks are important. Because I said, isn't it like putting a the virus is so small, it's like putting a postage stamp in the middle of a football field. I mean, it just – that's how it dances through a mask. Well, it's the way it's transmitted within the – it's transmitted with water and the fluid. So a mask actually
– So it kind of locks onto it.
Yeah. It's embedded in the water, and so it stops the spread that way. So that convinced me that a mask is probably a very good thing. But the peer pressure of the mask – I mean, I've been tested numerous times. Sherry was tested last week, and still I can't go into the office because I was out of town for 2 weeks and people want us to self-distance. And so,
well, yeah, it's gone from logic into the emotion. And it's like, okay, and that maybe that's how people process things. What I'm hopeful of is that the emotion will kind of come a little closer to the logic, and the logic becomes a little bit more understanding of the emotion.
I'm with
you. And then
you.
We get along.
Yeah.
Instead of
let's stop.
Hammer and tong.
Precisely.
Yeah. So. I don't know. It, interesting stuff. What sense do you have with the political upheavals? We've not heard a lot about, well, I guess the recall in Seattle must be kind of an interesting little anomaly to follow.
Yeah.
Just desserts?
I don't know. I mean, I see something happening that most people don't. And so I'm wondering if I'm wrong. I mean, I think the turnout is going to be great for Republicans and mediocre for Democrats.
Percent of registered or just blanket statement of all voters?
Blanket statement. The youth are not into Joe Biden. I continue to look at, I mean, Joe Biden had to ask his wife who he was running against on an interview last night. I mean.
Concerns. Yeah.
No, that's elder abuse. It is uncivilized what they're doing to this man. I beg, Cher, if I ever lose it, do me the courtesy of not letting me embarrass myself. And she would. But you just can't do that to someone. And they're doing it. And they're not just doing it. They're running him for president. God.
Yeah, it's sad.
I think it's sad. I think it's a terrible commentary.
So as you look across the country, do you see significant change?
Yes. I see the polls way off. I see...
Well, we'll talk about that. Wait a minute. The ball came across way too early. How much time do we have? 10 seconds? Oh, okay. So the clock is way behind.
Way behind.
But we're right on time. KINS, News and Information Time. It is truly 8:30.
Hi, my name is Keith Lund. I am an electrician for Owsley Electric. You can go into a trade, be 18, become a trainee. They do require some education. You have 120 hours of classroom education, plus you have to work 2,000 hours a year. So after 4 years, then you can go out and work for another company, getting your own certificate, become your own boss. There's quite a few options you can do.
Own your future and learn more about the Trades Academy at hcoe.org.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, Baywood Golf and Country Club, and Redeck. Rob, some of the different challenges that are out there right now that we can kind of get around, the cultural battles. I mean, we're starting to see it impacting in the on the field. Well, actually, on the court. You know, NBA numbers were way off to the point that they're backing off for the upcoming season.
I can't foresee watching another NBA game.
It's going to be – there's a lot of repair, I think, that has to be done there.
Right.
Football, who knows?
I think that's fair.
I think that, that you know, they're not as far out. Hockey isn't as far out. Baseball isn't as far out. What do you see culturally – out there, because you talk to a lot of folks. In 4 or 5 years, does sports continue to be that haven of escapism,
I think it disappeared? I think it might disappear. They've broken it pretty thoroughly. But what we're really seeing, and Black Lives Matter, make no mistake, it's just a communist organization.
I think that's filtered out into the general community now, too.
Yeah. But what we're really seeing, in my mind, is a coming together of races, in that you're going to see a huge black turnout for Trump.
I heard like 29%.
Oh, it might be higher.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And you're also going to see a huge turnout of Hispanics. There's a seismic shift going on in American politics. The polls aren't picking it up.
Now, why wouldn't they? There's enough polling companies and entities, and they go at it often enough, you'd think somebody, it would register with someone that there was something going on.
Well, I showed you the polls that were just distributed on Air Force One this morning, and no one's polling those numbers, but they're right. And I mean, look at Georgia.
So
Georgia, the remaining voters are going 54 to 40 for the Republican. Florida, if you can believe it, forget the early voting, it's 59-40 Republican. North Carolina, 58-41 Republican.
Those spreads are large enough that...
Oh, they're monstrous.
So are they just not, are they known but not being reported? And that gets into the news arena rather than the polling entities.
Well, it's an interesting question because everything changes. And we don't trust pollsters because of the violence and the potential that goes against our businesses, our lives, personal lives.
Well, you don't know who's calling.
You don't
know.
You
really don't
know. So you don't say much. Right. And so you've had to refine your technique. And I think what we're seeing is a seismic shift where the Democrat Party ownership of the minority vote is shifting. And it's going to dramatically go the other way, because under any objective measurement, Trump has done a wonderful thing for the minority communities. Their salaries are up. Their wealth is up. Used to be, if you saw a beat-up car in an area with minorities, you'd say, well, that's going to be
right.
No, it is not necessarily. It could be white, it could be Hispanic, it could be black. And, you know, used to be you see a new car and you expect to see a white. No, it's everybody. And so It's been quiet. No one discusses it. But the wealth effect is real. The job effect is real. And I think we're healing in and of ourselves. I mean, make no mistake, the NBA is owned by China.
Right.
And LeBron is no more making that decision. Someone's telling him what to do. I just don't give him a lot of credit for the ability to have learned political sense. Maybe he does, but
well,
I don't.
So the gal out of New York City,
AOC,
is she and those that are getting so much recognition on an island? If everything is shifting towards the other end of the spectrum now, are they going to be left out? Or
no, I think there's about a third of the country that are hardcore leftist, communist, whatever you choose to use.
Because Bernie Sanders has kind of disappeared off.
No, Bernie cut a deal with Biden. You drive it left and I won't tear the party apart.
And so that's why he's kind of been quiet.
I don't see a huge change among the urban as much as people leaving the urban and going to the rural. We see it up here.
That's what I was going to ask, you know, if there is a political shift as people leaving California, going to Texas, don't bring California with you. City coming to rural, don't bring the city with you. Is that happening?
Well, what's happening, there is some of that, but I think what's also happening is they dislike it enough to move, and so consequently they're open to listening to the logic of here's what went wrong. Because make no mistake, these cities are messes. My God. And
I talked to a number of folks that they love San Francisco, but they will not go there. Period, end of story. It doesn't matter any district or any area.
Can I turn it around? Who do you know now who wants to go to San Francisco? It's a little different.
And
you just don't want it.
And Seattle used to be kind of fun, too, even though it was.
So did Portland.
Yeah, Portland never got me going. I like Pike Street Market in that area, or did.
I used to like walking along the Willamette. And Sharon and I used to stay there at a hotel there, and we liked it. But forget it. Life is short. You just don't want to deal with this.
Yeah. There are too many other options.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. So, Rob, Tuesday. One of the things that is interesting for me is they're talking about the record number of ballots been cast. But it's in reference to absentee turn-ins. This is the first rodeo on doing it in this fashion. A little disingenuous how it's being reported?
Yeah. Really, the reporting, first of all, Republicans are showing up in the early voting at numbers that no one foresaw. I didn't. And it's the biggest non-reported story out there.
Yeah, it's kind of, I can see how it would be a little shell-shocked because in the past, they aren't the ones. Will there be acceptance of the results, do you think?
Other than by the far, I think it's going to be a decisive win for Trump. And I think the down ticket.
Not Nixon McGovern.
It's going to be, it won't be Nixon McGovern because of California and New York. And, but it will be a decisive win. The far left is not going to accept any result that I can see. They're just wanting to sow chaos, and so there will be that. But I think overall the country is ready to just move forward. What do people want? They want safety, and they want their lives back as normal. In other words, like we talked about with COVID, they just want to stop this and let's get a cure, and let's, and if we can't get a cure, let's just deal with it and onward we go.
And that those are showing up in the polls also, not only by candidate but just general perceptual.
Yes.
Information.
And look for different results than the polls are showing. I mean, I think there's a pretty good chance we take the House, and there's a pretty good chance we retain the Senate. We're going to pick up Illinois Senate seat, and we're probably going to pick up that Michigan seat.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
In a week. Thanks for
coming
by.
It's important. Everyone vote.
Yes. Vote early. Vote early.
Vote early. Vote often, as they say in Louisiana.
See you everybody tomorrow.